It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, England Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. And now it's time for our basketball game of the night, right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
It's senior night. Senior night at Tunin Gymnasium as the Del Norte boys basketball team honors its graduating class and then takes on rival Eureka in a humble Del Norte League battle. Hi, I'm John Critchett. Thank you for joining us here on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior broadcasts are brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Ayuchi Hamlet, and the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. We'll be back with the Warrior pregame show right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time for the pregame show. We'll be right back with a rundown on tonight's game.
If you or someone you love needs chemotherapy or other infusion services, kind, compassionate care is close to home. Sutter Coast Hospital's Infusion Center in Crescent City is here to serve your infusion needs more conveniently. Our infusion center, located right behind the hospital in Crescent City, is spacious and peaceful and features 9 large, roomy infusion areas and an oncology clinic. Most importantly, you and your family are not alone in your fight against cancer. From diagnosis through treatment and survivorship, oncologists and other specialists at Sutter Coast Hospital work with you to provide the best care and comfort possible. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 707-464-8998 or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
The Ayuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Ayuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Ayuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckeown.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
We're back with the Del Norte Warrior pregame show on 97.9 KPOD and online at kpodfm.com.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. Earlier this evening in junior varsity action, Del Norte upped its record to 6-0 with an odd 38-27 victory. Del Norte led 8-0 after one quarter. Halfway through the third quarter, Del Norte led 13-7. And then that game was delayed by about 20 minutes after an injury. A Eureka player suffered a separated shoulder. Del Norte Ambulance had to be called in to treat the patient and take him to the hospital. Hopefully he's going to be better shortly. Nani Scott led Del Norte with 15 points as the junior varsity improved to 6-0. Now, we mentioned earlier it is senior night, and 3 seniors are being honored tonight, all starters on this year's team, and all key members of last year's championship team. They are Peyton Swan, Caleb Price, and Judson Pinkham. Coach Mark Slayton called the trio indispensable, not because of their play per se, but because of their leadership, their commitment to the program, not only now, but into the future. Slayton had particularly kind words for Swan, who as a junior spent much of the season on the bench during games, but practiced tirelessly during Del Norte's amazing 23-2 season last year. But Coach said PD kept working, kept striving, and the result, he's starting this year and has helped Del Norte to its 4-1 record. One last thing from Coach Slayton. He wanted to thank the parents of these three seniors. He said, you guys have raised fine young men who are going to be positive influences throughout their lives. So before we take a preview of tonight's game, let's take a look back at last night's game as the Warriors claimed a pair of major victories. In girls' action, Del Norte won an emotional 55-50 win over Eureka at Eureka High, a bounce-back victory after Wednesday's upset loss to St. Bernard's. Standout Jaden Clifton was a game-time decision with a badly bruised back, but she convinced her coach and father, Justin Clifton, that she was good to go. And was she ever, scoring 28 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 steals. But she was hardly in alone. Molly Slayton had a career night, 15 points for her, and freshman Anisha Batiga, why can't I say that? Batiga, in the words of Coach Clifton, played like a senior. She's a freshman. The result, Del Norte is now 4-1 with games next week against McKinleyville and Fortuna. Meanwhile, in Crescent City, Del Norte's boys are winning a wild one over St. Bernard's. Warriors trailed by 9 halfway through the second quarter. Leading scorer Judson Pinkham couldn't make a basket with a basket-making machine. Then he rolled his ankle. So did backup point guard Wyatt Robeson, who was playing because starting point guard Caleb Donson was in foul trouble. Somehow, Del Norte was able to tie the score at halftime, 21-21, thanks to Caleb Price, who scored 15 in the first half. Then in the third quarter, it was Pinkham. He turned into the human microwave. He nailed 5 three-pointers in the third quarter, 2 more in the fourth, and in a game when it seemed like Del Norte was on the ropes, the Warriors turned it into a rout, winning 64-43, improving Del Norte's record to 4-1. So let's take a look at tonight's game. Eureka comes into the contest with a 1-3 record. The Loggers lost their last outing, 67-61, but both Coach Slayton and Eureka coach Robbie Thompson said the same thing. Last night was the best game of the season for Eureka as they took on a very talented McKinleyville squad. Coach Thompson says his team is young with just 2 seniors and they don't play a ton, but he likes the way this squad is developing and they are just now figuring out how to play together. He's ready for the Warriors. He says the key for his team is the Loggers have to make Del Norte play Eureka-style ball rather than play the style of ball that Del Norte wants to play. So let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. And for Eureka, 1-3, they will start the very talented junior Jackson Jaconi. Also, Kylo Jimenez, he's a junior. Donovan Millander, he's a sophomore. He scored 19 points in last night's game. Hans Chalmers, he's a sophomore. He'll get the start as well. And one more sophomore, Caden Vance. He's the big guy, 6'3 and a half. For Del Norte, it's the same starting 5 we've seen all season, with number 5, Caleb Price, the 6'6 senior, averaging 13.6 points a game. He was key last night in the Warriors' victory. Peyton Swan, 6'3 senior. He's averaging just over 5 a game. Point guard, 6-foot junior, Caleb Donson, number 12, averaging 4 a game. Edwin Zepeda, the steady one, number 23. He's a 6'1 junior, averaging 12.5 a game. He's also the team's best free throw shooter. That's a sore point for Del Norte, because as a team, they're barely at 50%. And Judson Pinkham, the 6-foot senior, last night hit 7 three-pointers all in the second half. He's averaging 14.5 points a game. So the Warriors are coached by Mark Slayton, the 1985 Del Norte High graduate. He's in his second year as head coach of the boys. Previously, he was the head coach of the Del Norte girls and very successful at that. His overall record as a boys coach is a ungodly 27-3 overall record. Del Norte has dominated the Loggers over the past decade. The Warriors have won 13 in a row and 20 of the past 21 over Eureka. Let's take a look at the Humboldt Del Norte League standings. Now, officially, there will be no league champion. unofficially, records are being tipped. Now, on the boys' side, it's Arcata undefeated 5-0. Del Norte 4-1. It's only lost to Arcata. McKinleyville is 3-1 with Fortuna 2-1 and Eureka 1-3. Next week, Del Norte will play at McKinleyville on Tuesday, then at Fortuna on Thursday to close the season. There will be no postseason this season. The last game will be on Thursday. Fortuna leads the girls' standing. The Huskies are 4-0. Arcata is 2-0. They've lost a couple games because of COVID, including one against Del Norte. Del Norte is 4-1, while Eureka is 3-1. McKinleyville is 2-3. Del Norte will be at home on Monday against McKinleyville and then wrap up the season Wednesday at home against Fortuna. All four games, both the boys and the girls, will be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. And, of course, you can also listen to rebroadcasts of the game by going to Del Norte Sports and checking out the podcast section. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here at TuneIn Gymnasium, Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. About 45 seconds away from basketball action here at Del Norte High School. The Loggers versus the Warriors. Del Norte will be in their home white uniforms. The Loggers in their red uniforms with the white numbers. Referees for tonight, Justin Euclid, Ty Limrise, and the ageless one, Buzz McCullough, back in town to help out. Finding referees has been a bit of a challenge here in the COVID era, but it's a very good, very seasoned crew working tonight's ballgame. It will be Swan jumping against Larry Jimenez. Follows up, I'm sorry, Donovan Mullander. And Del Norte wins the opening tip. With it is Dodson, Caleb Dodson, the junior. Swings it out far side to Pinker. Back to Dodson at the center line. To Zepeda. He'll go baseline. He'll take the right-handed shot. Too strong, but there is Price. He misses an easy one and will go the other way. The Loggers will want to run when they can. But Del Norte gets back quickly and gets it to Jimenez. Now in the far side corner to Millender. Back out top to Jaconi. And he'll set things back up. Warriors, of course, in their standard man-to-man defense. Screen set. Jaconi kicks it back out. Hand to shoot. There's a three-pointer on the way. That's good. As Caden Vance drains one from just left of the top of the key. And it's 3-0 longer. With the ball is Zepeda, who kicks it back to Dodson, into the corner to Swan. Looking, feeds it into Price. Caleb, the senior, gives it to the junior. Dodson, now to Combs. Pinkham, he'll shoot the three. Misses, but rebounded by Price. He'll go up strong, and he'll score. Caleb Price picking up where he left off yesterday. He scored 19 in the win against St. Bernard. 3-2. Loggers in front here in the opening moments of this game. Ball is kicked away by Price. Zepeda comes up with it, and he'll try to slow it down as he didn't have the numbers. Into the corner to Pinkham. Three-pointer on the way. Up, no good. Ball's tipped out, and Eureka tracks it down. With the ball, Donovan Millander. He'll give it up. Drive, shot, off the glass, and in for Kylo Jimenez. 5-2. Eureka up to an early lead. Dodson to Pinkham has the ball slapped away, but he gathers it, kicks it out to Zepeda, inside to Pinkham. Nice little spin move, puts it up with the right hand and scores. 5-4 as Pinkham gets his first basket of the night, the team's leading scorer, averaging 14.4 a game and coming off the 21-point performance last night against St. Bernard. With the ball is Millander, has to give it up. Gives it over to Jimenez. He loses the handle. Diving for it. Loose ball. Who's going to come up with it? It will be the Loggers. With Vance with the ball. 10 to shoot on the shot clock. Millander gets all the way to the hoop. He's fouled before the shot. As Weiss made sure that ball was going nowhere near the basket. Fouls on Pinkham. First foul of the night for either team. Jimenez inbound. He gets it over to Millander. And now to Ciccone with Dodson guarding him. Three-pointer on the way on the kickout. Way short and rebounded by Pinkham. He'll take it himself right down the middle of the court. Feeds it to Price. Now back to Judson. Pinkham will back it back out, and Delnart will get set up. Coach Mark Slayton calls out the play once. Ball ends up in the hands of Zepeda. Inside to Pinkham, who has an easy basket. Great pass by Edwin Zepeda, and Delaware has its first lead of the night at 6-5. Ball goes to Vance at the top of the key, now over to Millander. He gets in the paint. He'll take the 14-footer. He misses it, but a foul will be called on Del Norte, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Caleb Johnson picks up the personal. And Millander, the sophomore, puts it up and puts it in. We're tied at 6. Evan Hodges comes in for the Loggers, and Jimenez will take a seat. 4:21 to go, first quarter. 6-6 our score. Second shot is up short, and Price corrals the rebound. He'll take it himself, across the timeline. Swings it over to Zepeda. He'll take the 14-footer. Misses. Rebounded by Price, who's hustled down. Gets it up and gets it in. Nice play by the senior. He's got 4, and Delnorte leads by 2. 8-6. Price did that on pure hustle. Long three-pointer. Up, no good. Rebounded by Petey Swan. Now Dodson with it. The Warriors will set things up. Zepeda out high. Tries to bring it around the horn. Finds Swan in three-point land. Instead, he'll give it to Pinkham. He'll take the three from the corner. Misses. Another offensive rebound for Caleb Price. Gets it inside to Zepeda. And another basket for the Warriors. And Eureka coach Robbie Thompson says, timeout, boys. We got to get settled down. As Del Norte has run off 6 straight points to take a 10-6 lead. With 3:33 to go here in the first quarter, it gives us a chance to say hello to some of the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which include Morjon, Napa Auto Parts. Count on Morjon to get you back on the road fast. Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. And Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. 10-6 our score. Warriors in front, just past midway through the first quarter. You're listening to KPOD, Crescent City 97.9, and DelNorteSports.com. Eureka with the ball. They'll bring the ball up court, going left to right. Ciccone gets it into the corner to Vance. They have to swing it around now to Chalmers. Into the high post. That's Hodges. Kicked it out. Three-pointers no good by Vance. In fact, it was an air ball. Pinkham with the rebound. He'll bring it up court. Gives it over to Zepeda. Inside to Pinkham. Kicks it out to Price. Now back to Pinkham. Three-pointer from the corner. Misses it and rebounded by the Loggers. Very similar to last night when Pinkham just could not buy a basket, especially from three-point land in the first half. And then he just went off in the second half with 7 three-pointers to lead Del Norte to victory. Ball stolen by the Warriors. Zepeda brings it up court, feeds it to Dodson, who gives it to Petey Swan. Swan at the free throw line, and he has the ball taken away from him. Goes the other way, off the back wall, no good. Rebounded by Ciccone. He'll take it outside the three-point line, take a shot, misses, and Dodson ends up with a rebound eventually. Bryce and Hodges give each other a little bit of a shove walking or coming down the court. We'll keep an eye on that. Ball goes to Swan at the high post. Gives it to Pinkham. Now to Price. Price backs it out. 15 to shoot. There's Pinkham directing traffic. Down to 9. Down to 8. Pinkham backs it out. Inside to Swan. 3, 2. Shot finally goes up by Pinkham at the horn. Count it. He's got 6. Del Norte leads by 6, 12-6, with 1:35 to go in the quarter. Nice awareness by the senior to know exactly how much time he had left. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And a foul underneath against Eureka on the rebound. First foul of the night against the Loggers as Evan Hodges picks up the foul. Del Norte just has 2. 12-6 our score. Warriors in front. With the ball is Caleb Dodson. Dodson finds Pinkham in front of the scorer's bench. Bobs it inside the Price. Tipped around, and eventually Ciccone comes down with it for the Loggers. Gets it out to Jimenez. He'll take the three-pointer. Off-balance shot, rebounded by Price. Price tries the outlet, but got hassled enough by Hodges that he could not do it. Instead, gives it to Pinkham. Pinkham fires it cross court to Zepeda, now in the corner. And a foul will be called as Swan got the ball and tried to drive and got hip-checked. Hodges picks up a second foul rather quickly. And coming in for the Loggers will be Ethan Tesh as Hodges comes out. Price will inbound for Del Norte. Gives it over to Dodson. Dodson looking now to Swan. Over to Pinkham, right in front of the Eureka bench. Now to Price. He'll take the 3. Looks good. It's good. Price has 7. Dillard has 15. With 35 seconds left in the quarter, the Warriors lead by 9. Loggers with the ball. With it is Ciccone. Dodson guarding him. He gets a screen. Ball tip. Eventually gets kicked out. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Pinkham will take it himself. Warriors will play for the last shot. 13 seconds to go. Pinkham dribbling out high. Now to Swan. Swings it over far side to Price. Inside to Pinkham. Down to 3. Down to 2. To Swan. He'll have to shoot it. Puts it up. And it's short. Caleb Price leading the way with 7. Judson Pinkham has 6. And Deller leads 15-6. Going into the second quarter. We'll be back with that second quarter right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent, Lisa McCowan, for your auto, renter's, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And the Athletes of the Week are Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan from track. The two Warrior seniors collected two of the white stars the Warriors earned at the Humboldt Del Norte League Track Championship meet held Saturday at Fortuna High School. Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan, your Athletes of the Week. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
15-6 our score. Warriors in front. A very different game than we saw last night when the Warriors fell behind to St. Bernard. But we're able to rally to cut the margin. Well, go into the halftime locker room, tied at 21, and then blew out St. Bernard's in the second half. Eureka will start the second half, or second quarter, with the ball as Larry Jimenez will take it, kicks it over to Jaconi, far side, and ball almost stolen, but eventually they find Millander. 20 to shoot, Swan guarding him. Millander drives, and a foul is called on that drive. And it is on Petey Swan. Checking into the game for Del Norte is Wyatt Robeson, and Caleb Dodson will come out. So Robeson will take over the point guard position as a sophomore. Ball's almost stolen by Price, and in fact, because of Price, Eureka stepped out of bounds while holding the ball. That's a turnover. Delmar gets possession. Nice play by the senior. Robeson will bring the ball up court, right through the center circle. Slips and travels. Must have hit a wet spot or something because his feet just came right out from under him. And now both teams doing the squeaky dance, trying to dry off that spot. That just looked weird. Glad he's not hurt. Eureka with the ball. Drive, shot, on the ground. The foul will be called before the shot. And Robeson will pick up the foul. Connor Price comes in for the Warriors. Swan will take a seat. Connor, the 6'3 junior, averaging 3 a game, has brought good energy off the bench for Coach Mark Slayton. With the ball is Jaconi. He'll take the long three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Loggers. They'll set it up again. Back out to Vance. Thought about the three. Turned it down. Instead swings it over to Larry Jimenez. Into the corner for Millander. Driving ball is stolen by Robeson, and they say he fouled him in the process. And that is his second rather quickly. Coach Slayton talking to referee Buzz McCullough, both former Del Norte High girls basketball coaches. With the ball is Larry Jimenez, kicks it out, shot goes up by Vance, he misses, rebounded by Price, will go the other way. Price gets it in the corner, three on the way, in and out, no good, and rebounded by Millander of the Loggers. He'll take it himself. Del Norte doing an excellent job getting back and limiting the Loggers any fast break opportunities. Jaconi has it way outside. Finds Pesh is in the game. Price guarding him. Gives it back to Millander. Tries to drive. Gets cut off by Zepeda. 12 to shoot. The Loggers screen set. Shot from the free throw line. Misses. Price comes up for the rebound. He'll weave his way with the ball, finds a hole, puts up the teardrop floater and scores, and he's fouled. They just forgot about the fact that Caleb Price had the ball. Everybody sagged back. He took advantage of it. And picking up the foul is Ethan Pesch. The Caleb goes to the line for one, trying to make the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Ball is up. Looks good. Is good. 17-6 our score. Warriors in front, 6:07 to go here in the first half. So for Del Norte, it's Robeson, Zapata, Pinkham, Price, and Price. Price and Price, sounds like an accounting firm. Ciccone with the ball for the Loggers. Gives it over to Larry Jimenez, two brothers on the team, Larry and Kylo. Lobs it inside, ball kicked back out, and Eureka will keep possession. Loggers tried to get something into the high post, and Del Norte just collapsed. Larry Jimenez with the ball, dribbling with the right hand. Gives it up. Gives it to his brother Kylo. Now the far side to Ciccone. Back to Kylo Jimenez. Into the paint. He's double teamed. And Connor Price just grabs the ball and takes it away from him. Just ripped it out of his hand. Caleb Price with the ball. Thought about the three. Gives it to his brother. Round the horn to Robeson. Far side. Sees Pinkham. Pinkham will drive, and a foul is going to be called against Eureka. It will be on Kylo Jimenez. Delner will inbound under its own basket with Judson Pinkham doing the honors. Wholesale changes for Eureka coach Robbie Thompson. Always the best dressed coach on the North Coast, and it's not even close. Zapata with the ball, far outside. Fresh shot clock. Gives it over to Robeson, the sophomore with the ball out high. Finds Pinkham on the far side. He'll drive. Comes around. Now to Zapata. Loses the handle briefly, but tracks it down. 15 to shoot. There's Robeson. He'll take the three. A little too strong, but there's Pinkham with the rebound. Finds Connor Price. He was triple teamed, so he kicks it back out. Delmar with a fresh shot clock will set it up again, leading 18-6. Pinkham will take a three, misses. Price, Caleb soars for the rebound, pulls it down, and Delmar will get another fresh shot clock and begin again. There's Zapata. He'll drive, puts it off the glass, and he scores. Zapata has four. Delmar leads by 14, 20-6, just over half a quarter left in the first half. Eureka gets it to the high post, then kicks it out to Millander. He'll take the three, misses. Rebound by Pinkham. Pinkham will push the pace. Weaving his way through, now he'll back it out, and Del Norte will set things up. Coach Mark Slayton tells him what he wants to run. Warriors spread it out. Man-to-man defense for the Loggers. Zapata now to Robeson on the far side. Free throw line extended. Gets it to Price, but can't handle the ball. Finally finds Pinkham inside to Zapata. He is fouled, and they don't call it, but he puts up the scores anyway. I was morally certain that they were going to call a foul on the pump fake. No whistle, but a basket for the junior. He's got six. Del Norte's up 22-6. Kylo Jimenez with the ball. Over to Millander. And a timeout is called by Eureka. The second timeout by Coach Robbie Thompson this half. Del Norte up 22-6. Other members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Del Norte Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving. Crescent City Leshwab Fire Center, doing the right thing matters. Crescent Cabinets, do you need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets, it's right there in the name. Center Coast Hospital, here for your care. And Del Norte Office Supply, customer service, well, you should expect that. No games this weekend for Del Norte. Del Norte girls will be back in action Monday at home, taking on McKinleyville. Then on Tuesday, Del Norte boys will be at McKinleyville. On Wednesday, it'll be senior night, senior, as in singular, for the Del Norte girls, as they will conclude their season against Fortuna. And then Del Norte's boys will conclude its season Thursday night in Fortuna. All those games will be broadcast live on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNorteSports.com. Eureka with the ball, with Del Norte leading 22-6, 3:29 to go, second quarter, on the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Loggers working it around the outside. Price comes up and knocks it out of bounds. And coming into the game for the Warriors is Nani Scott, the 6'2 sophomore. He played in the JV game earlier and led the way with 15 points as Del Norte's JVs went to 6-0. Three-point shot up. Pinkham comes down with a rebound. Pinkham dribbling with the left hand. Tried to feed Scott, but couldn't get it to him. Turnover by Del Norte. And that'll be charging. Easy call as Pinkham took the charge. As Ethan Pesch just lowered his shoulder, which would have been a great play in football season. He would have tacked on extra yards. But in basketball, that was an easy call. Full court pressure now by the Loggers. Price with the ball, gives it over to Robeson. No, he fakes it. Took the Eureka, two Eureka players with him into Scott. Scott loses the handle and will go the other way. With it is Millander. Gives it up. Drive off the glass and in. Give the basket to Hans Chambers. First basket of the second quarter for the Loggers. They were held scoreless for 5.5 minutes. And it's 22-8. Warriors with the ball. Swan back in the game. Kicks it out to Price. Price finds Swan, 13 on the shot clock. Swan over to Scott, looks to get it inside, has to give it to Dodson with 5 to shoot. And he gets tripped, and the Loggers bail out Del Norte on what was not a good offensive set. Chalmers gets the foul, and Del Norte will get a fresh shot clock, and they'll inbound right in front of the Logger bench. 2:02 to play here in the first half. Stay tuned for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. We've got a great special guest with some big news to tell us. Swan with the ball, gets it in the paint. Pivot, puts it up with the left hand. Too strong, but rebounded by Scott. He goes up, he's fouled, and he'll shoot a pair. Ciccone gets the foul for Eureka. Coach Thompson begging for a traveling call. Scott at the line. He's 1-for-3 at the free throw line at the varsity level this year. Shot is up and it just barely grazes the front rim. So he'll get a second. Free throw shooting has been a real issue this year for Del Norte. 50% at best. Second one is good. So the Warriors now are 2-of-3 at the foul line tonight. And the lead is 23-8 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Inside, somebody missed a defensive assignment. Millander was all by himself underneath the bucket. And just like that, Zapita's going to be coming in immediately. As the Warriors break the Eureka press, Caleb Price, the 6'6 senior, handling the ball. Some ropes it on the far side inside to Price. He'll take it into the corner, and the Warriors will set things up again with 18 to shoot. Scott takes a throw inside, instead finds Price outside. Now to Swan, 10 on the shot clock. Swan to Dodson, to Price, he'll take the three off the rim and rebound it by the Loggers with 1:05 to go. Pushing the pace is Chalmers. Great pass, but unfortunately, Kylo Jimenez could not handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Del Norte will get possession. Swan will come out. Zapata comes in. And Coach Slayton will coach up his senior. 1 minute to go. Dodson with the ball. Triple team, but finds Scott. Passes it into Zapata, and he has the easy basket. Zapata has 8. Del Norte up by 15. 25-10. Down to the final minute of the first half. With the ball, Kylo Jimenez. Now to Ciccone. Inside. Nice pass. Misses the shot as Millander had an easy one. Warriors rebound. And Price will bring it down. And Del Norte can play for the last shot. To Scott, the sophomore, swings it over to Robeson, the sophomore. Now to the junior. That's Zapata. Back to Robeson. Has the ball knocked out of bounds. With 12.5 left in the half. He goes into Price. who gives it to Dodson. Top of the key, inside to DeSada. He'll turn and face the basket. Lobs it over to Price. He has it knocked out of his hand, and that will bring an end to the second quarter. Del Norte, very efficient tonight on offense, and defensively has held Eureka to 6 points in the first quarter and just 4 in the second. Warriors lead 25-10 as they walk into the locker room at halftime. We'll be back with the Haiichi Hamlet halftime report right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by the Haiichi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Haiichi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Haiichi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Haiichi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Haiichi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
Brought to you by England Marine, a fishing marine outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go!
Every day, you do what you can to stay healthy and fit, and sometimes that includes medical care. So it's good to know that Sutter Coast Hospital is so conveniently close and provides a comprehensive list of specialty services right where you live. Our network offers orthopedics, general surgery, pain management, women's health, pediatrics, hematology and oncology, and the latest technological advances in cancer care, including 3D breast cancer screenings, low-dose lung cancer screenings, and a state-of-the-art infusion center. We also offer imaging and lab services, plus physical therapy and acute rehabilitation. So right here in your neighborhood, you can meet with an oncologist, OBGYN, a general surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon. Or take your child to see a caring, compassionate pediatrician. Call us today to find the services you need at 707-464-6715. That's 707-464-6715. Or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckeown.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now, it's time for the Haiichi Hamlet Halftime Report.
Welcome to the Haiichi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Tunin Gymnasium in the campus of Del Norte High. Warriors lead 25-10 as Del Norte is pretty much dominated from the opening tip to the end of the second quarter. We got a great guest joining us today. Jaden Clifton is here. She of the Del Norte High girls basketball team, she of the all-time leading scorer in Del Norte High girls basketball history, possibly all basketball, regardless of gender. I know that's being researched, but thank you for joining us here, and congratulations on your win last night at Eureka High. 55-50, as memory serves, was the score, and you had a modest game of, let's see if I can remember, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 7 steals.
Yeah, about that.
I noticed they don't keep turnovers. Is that because you never have them?
No, definitely have some turnovers.
Well, congratulations. That was a big win, especially after a disappointing game against St. Bernard's, a team that came in with just one win, and it was just a bad matchup for you guys. Still, you played great. You landed awkwardly on your back in that St. Bernard's game, and so there was some question of whether you could even play last night. And I guess you had to talk your father into it. Your father is, of course, Coach Justin Clifford.
Yeah, that was definitely a tough fall, but I couldn't not play against Eureka. That was my last time playing Eureka, and I had to go out no matter what.
And it was a team effort, although, you know, you're probably the best player on the North Coast by a wide margin, but you got a lot of help from your teammates last night.
Yeah, for sure. My teammates stepped up. Molly Slayton had 4 threes, right?
15 points, which were a career high.
Yeah.
And
Batega, yeah.
And Batega running the point as if she was a senior rather than the freshman. You've got 3 freshmen on your starting lineup and 1 sophomore, and here you are a senior. What have you tried to instill in those young underclassmen that they're going to be able to take with them as the years go on?
Yeah, we're definitely a young team, but, I mean, just I wish I had a full season with them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah.
So I understand you have some big news to share with us.
Sure do, John.
You want to go ahead and say it?
I'm going to be attending Humboldt State this fall.
You'll be playing basketball.
Play basketball.
And going to school there. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Your original plan was to go to Oregon Tech in Klamath Falls, but that didn't seem to work out. And all of a sudden, recently, the head coach at HSU, I can't remember her first name, Coach Bento Jackson, reached out to you, and it seems like it was kismet. It came together.
Yeah, Humboldt State has always been like my number one choice since it's local, and I went to camps there when I was younger, and she gave me that call, and it was a no-brainer, honestly. Nothing towards Oregon Tech, negative towards Oregon Tech, but it's like a dream come true,
well,
honestly.
It's going to be a great situation for you and for your family. They're going to be able to come see you. If you get a little homesick that first year, as all college students do, you'll be able to...
You'll be able to come see me.
That's the key thing, not your parents. What besides the location made HSU special? You said you went to camps there as a youngster.
Definitely just the program. Bento Jackson's a great coach, and just seeing the her son plays on Arcata, just the training that her training, like, it's
they play up-tempo?
Definitely up-tempo. Yeah, she said, I'll be going in, not starting as a point guard, but training to be a point guard. And she's definitely up-tempo, transition, shoots a lot of threes. Yeah.
What are you going to remember most about your Warrior career? You've got some great highlights, some wonderful memories, but what stands out?
Most memorable to me is definitely sophomore year playing Palo Alto right here.
Yes.
Yes, with Kalea Sanchez. That was my favorite game.
And Bella Stone was on that team, and that was a great team that made a nice run to into the NCS playoffs. Was that the state playoffs?
That was our first state game, yeah.
And that was the one that was absolutely the worst charge call I've ever seen in my life against Galea Sanchez. It was brutal, and it just kind of sapped Bill North. But well, congratulations on your on going to Humboldt State. That's great.
Thank
for you and your family. Congratulations on last night. Congratulations on this season. You guys are 4-1. You got 2 games left. Monday, both games are going to be here. Monday against McKinleyville. Wednesday, that'll be senior night. All one of you.
Lone senior.
and that will be Wednesday against Fortuna. Excited about those games?
I'm excited for sure. I mean, came to an end so fast, but definitely appreciated.
We need to talk real quick about your soccer career.
Soccer, oh God.
You know, you never played soccer, had you?
I played my freshman year.
Okay, and then came back out.
Senior year. And
you were all league.
All league.
Did you have fun doing that?
It was fun, yeah. It was definitely something to do. We had a 5-week season, so longer season than basketball, but it was fun. It was worth playing, yeah.
Was your dad, your coach, saying, don't twist an ankle. Please, whatever you do, don't twist an ankle.
Yeah, he definitely made sure I had my ankle braces on out there.
Caden, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations and best of luck to you the rest of this year. And we'll see you at graduation.
All right. Thanks, John.
Caden Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Hayashi Hamlet Halftime Report. Nice hands. She drops the microphone. Don't do that in a game. 25-10 our score. And let's take a look at this first half stats. Caleb Price with 10 for the Warriors. Edwin Zepeda has 8. Judson Pinkham has 6. Nani Scott has 1 for the Warriors. For the Loggers, they're led by Donovan Millander. He's got 3. 2 and also 3 by Caden Vance. Hans Chalmers has 2. And Kylo Jimenez has 2 as well. This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report, the Hiuchi Hamlet, where they have hot drinks and cold snacks. They have cold drinks and hot snacks. They have everything you want, everything you need. If they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in High. 25-10 our score, and Warriors will start the second half with the ball, now going left to right. And it will be Pinkham, Dodson, Zepeda, Caleb Price, and Petey Swan, the original starting five for Del Norte. And we are underway in the second half. Warriors up by 15, looking to go to 5-1 on this season. And we have traveling called against Price. And Price looks over at Slayton. As, did you see me travel? And Coach Slayton says, I didn't see you travel. But the one person that did see you travel was the official, and he's the one that counts. So Eureka with the ball. That's Millander with it. They get it inside to Vance, and he finds a wide-open Jackson Jaconi for his first points of the night, and it's 25-10. Token pressure by the Loggers, then they back it off. Price with the ball out high. To Pinkham around the horn, Dodson. Dodson gives it up to Zepeda. Now to Swan. 15 on the shot clock. Far side corner to Pinkham. He'll drive baseline and he'll get fouled. As Hans Chalmers gets his second foul, Delmer will inbound under its own basket. Pinkham with that duty. He gets the ball. Laps it hard. Signals, let's run the play. Gets it to Swan. He'll put a shot. No good, but he's fouled and has 2 free throws while waiting for him. Jaconi gets foul number 2 against him. Second team foul of the half. And Swan to go to the line. He is 1 of 3 at the charity stripe this year. Puts it up. The right-hander is a little bit too strong, and he'll get a second. 25-12 our score, 7:13 to go, third quarter on the Federal Coast Hospital scoreboard. John Pritchett with you. JD back at the studio. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Swan misses them both and rebounded by the Loggers. We'll go the other way. With the ball is Jackson Jaconi. He's a junior. Hands it over to Chalmers. Chalmers, a sophomore, very young Eureka team. He's out high, Dodson on him. Quick pass inside, and a foul will be called on Swan. Nice pass from out high. No, they're going to say the foul is on Pinkham. That's his second. So Pinkham has 2 fouls, so does Robeson. And Kylo Jimenez will inbound for the Loggers underneath his basket. Lobs it way out to Vance. And then gives it to Jaconi as the Loggers will get in their set. Millander with it in the corner. Gives it over to Vance. Cross-court pass now to Jaconi. Swings it back out top of the key. 3-pointers, no good. And Pinkham tips it to himself for the rebound. Lobs it to Swan. Swan kicks it back. Now drive by Dodson off the glass. No good, but he is fouled. And he has 2 free throw shots waiting for him. Kylo Jimenez gets his second foul, so he has 2. Jaconi has 2. Chalmers has 2. And Hodges has 2 for the Loggers. Dodson at the line. Up. It's good. Caleb, one of the number of Warriors who have struggled at the free throw line this year, but that one looked good. That one's up, and it falls in as well. That'll give him a little confidence, and it gives Del Norte a 27-12 lead with 6:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Jaconi with the ball way out high, Dodson guarding him. Now to Millander in front of the Logger bench. He tries to drive against Pinkham, and a foul will be called on Pinkham. That's his third. And now Coach Slayton's got to figure out what he's going to do in response. Ball's lobbed out to Jaconi. Dodson guarding him. Screen set. They switch. Now they switch back. Long three-pointer on the way. Banks it in. And it's 27-15. A 12-point Del Norte lead. They led by 15 at halftime. Swan goes baseline. Puts it up. Puts it in. He just looked determined to go to the line there. And timeout is called with the Warriors leading 29-15 with 5:54 to go third quarter. It gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our legendary Sportscaster Club members, which includes McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Crescent City Glass, with its glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes. England Marine, fishing, marine, and outdoor equipment. Go Warriors. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. And if you want to take advantage of the best advertising vehicle available on the North Coast, no question about it, period, end quote, paragraph, give us a call on Monday, 464-1000 or 464-9561 and say, hey, football season isn't that far away. I want to be part of the legendary Sportscasters Club. It's far, far more than just sports. Next game on the schedule will be Monday night here at Tunin Gymnasium as Delmar High's girls will take on McKinleyville, followed by a Tuesday game in McKinleyville for the Warrior boys. John Horner will handle the girls play-by-play. I'll take care of the boys. Why does he get to stay home? I have to go on the road. Anyway, with the ball is Jaconi. Delmar in the man-to-man defense, of course. With the ball now in the corner is Hodges. He has to give it up over to Vance. Now Jaconi thought about a long three. Instead, he'll try to drive on Dodson. He'll take the three. He misses, and they say Dodson fouled him. And that will put Jaconi at the line for three. Dodson now has two fouls. Jaconi, 5'10", puts up the first one. It bounces twice and then falls through the cylinder. 29-16 our score, 5:30 to go third quarter. Here's the second one. That one is also good as the Loggers trying to nibble away at the Del Norte lead. It was 15 at halftime, down to 12 with a chance to be down to 11. That one's also good. 29-18, full court pressure by the Loggers. Price with the ball. He'll take it down the left sideline, swings it over to Dodson, then gets it back to Price across the timeline. He'll put up the runner off the back glass, no good, tipped around, and the Loggers have it. Two-on-two, fast break. And they will call an offensive foul against the Loggers as Price got back in time to take the charge. Larry Jimenez just couldn't pull up in time. That's a case where the lost art of the 10-foot jump shot would have paid dividends. Price to inbound, gets it to Zepeda. He's double-teamed. Now he breaks away down the sideline, finds Pinkham, who gets it to Suleiman, but he can't handle the pass underneath the basket, and it goes out of bounds. Warriors by 11. Del Norte trying to go to 5-1 this season. The Loggers trying to improve to 2-3. Jaconi with the ball. Gives it up over to Chalmers. Now to Hodges. He'll take the jumper, and it ball crawls over the rim. And it's 29-20. Steal by the Loggers. Three-point shot by Jaconi. Good. And Coach Mark Slayton says, timeout. as that 15-point lead, less than 4 minutes ago, is down to six, 29-23 with 4:38 to go. Jackson Jaconi, the junior, with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points this quarter to lead the Loggers back into this contest. Sportscaster Club members who make these broadcasts possible include Hambro, WSG with recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. And Delmar Tire, you know, the Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. Amazing stat. Over the past 10, 11 years, Delmar has utterly dominated this rivalry. Delmar has won 13 in a row over Eureka, and 20 of the past 21. Delmar trying to make it 14 in a row tonight. And the ball is knocked away. And Eureka thought it went off Delmar, but the official says no, it went off Eureka. Delmar keeps possession. Dodson with the ball, swings it over to Zepeda, gets it right back, and they get it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Loggers. Dodson being defensively hounded by the Loggers. Now Price has it. Gives it to Dodson, and Larry Jimenez was going for the steal and just could not put on the brakes, and he runs into Dodson. His second. Price inbound. Price looking, finds Pinkham, and he is wide open, and he knows what to do. A beautiful play. Absolutely right out of the playbook. And that gets Delmar's lead back to 31-23. 8-point cushion for the Warriors. Loggers will play catch. Now far side to Chalmers. Into the corner. That's Jimenez. He's feeling it. His three-pointer is no good. Ball is saved by the Loggers, and a foul is going to be called on Swan on the ground as he bumped right into him. That's Petey's second. Here comes Wyatt Robeson in the game for Delmar. And he'll take the place of Petey Swan. The Warriors go with a better ball handling, but less size. And the Loggers are able to get the ball inbounds. Now to Jimenez. Larry, he gets cut off, and so the Loggers have to get things set up again. Larry Jimenez with the ball, way outside, into the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds off Delmar. 23 to shoot. 31-23 our score. 3:37 to go, third quarter on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. Larry Jimenez will inbound from near the corner. Price guarding him. He's able to get it in over to Chalmers. Inside, nice pass, and a basket for Evan Hodges. He's got four this quarter, and it's back to a 6-point lead for Delmar. Ropes him with the ball. He'll drive. Kick it out. Drive by Dodson. Rainbow shot. Rolls in and out. And rebounded by Eureka. They'll push the pace. The Loggers kick it out. Now back down. Now back in. And offensive foul as Price takes his third charge of the night. Millander gets the foul. That is foul number six. Delmar will be in the bonus the rest of the way with 3:07 to go in the third quarter. Caleb Price taking it for the team. Full court pressure once again by the Loggers. They'll try to trap. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Warriors keep possession. Dodson will inbound at the scorer's bench. Nope, now they bring in Price. Caleb, one of three seniors so honored tonight, gives it to Zepeda, the junior. He'll try to drive, loses the handle, picks it up, and gives it to Price at the top of the key. Price will dribble, hand it off to Pinkham. Senior to senior exchange. Pinkham goes into the paint, off the glass, rims around. Price goes up with the offensive rebound. He's fouled and will shoot two. Hodges picks up his third for Eureka. Price, 1 for 1 at the free throw line tonight. He's a 40% free throw shooter this season. He's now 2 for 2. One of the things they talked about, Coach Slayton, he said Caleb's free throws had gotten too flat. That was part of his problem. They're now getting him to put some more arc on it. And that one was in and out. Delnorant leads by 7. 2:41 to go, third quarter. Far side, Eureka with the ball. Larry Jimenez. Dodson guarding him. Gets past him, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Millander. Misses it. Rebounded by Eureka. Ball is eventually tracked down after Robeson almost comes up with a steal. Ciccone gives it over to Jimenez. Now inside, now back out. Ciccone, three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by Robeson. Robeson picks up his dribble, but finds Pinkham, and he gets it across the timeline. Inside now to Price, puts it up, puts it in. Easy basket, beautiful pass by Edwin Zepeda, and Delmar's lead is back to 9. Price has 13. He's averaging 13.5 this season, coming off a 19-point performance last night. Loggers with the ball inside. Beautiful pass and an easy basket for Chalmers. He's got 4. As these two teams are trading baskets back and forth after Eureka cut Delnorant's halftime margin of 15 down to as few as 6. Dodson with the ball into the corner for Pinkham. He'll take the 3. He'll hit the 3. Judson Pinkham with his 17th three-pointer of the season, lifts Delnorant's lead back to double digits, 37-27, here in the closing minute of the third quarter. Far side to Ciccone. Coach Slayton yelling at his team to play defense. Three-point shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by Pinkham. He'll take it himself, weaving his way through traffic. Down the left side, puts it up, off the glass, no good. But Zepeda comes up with a rebound, and he goes out of bounds. So Eureka will get the ball. 52.1 seconds left. This could be a key 52 seconds. If Delmore can keep Eureka from scoring, keep that 10-point margin going in the fourth quarter, that feels a lot more comfortable than an 8 or a 7-point lead. Of course, Eureka, just the opposite. They want to get it into single digits, give them some momentum going into the final 8 minutes. Ball gets kicked outside to Millander. Now into the corner to Ciccone. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Drive, shot, up, no good. Rebounded by Pinkham. He outlets it to Price. Warriors will bring it back out. Pinkham thought about the 3, but instead Delnorant will play for the last shot of the quarter. Robeson has it now. Coach Slayton calls the play. Down to 10 seconds. Dodson with the ball. Gives it to Robeson. Loses the handle, picks it up. He'll take the 3. No, battle for it. And that's the end of the third quarter. Led by 15 after 2. It's a 10-point cushion now after 3, 37-27. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
It's time now for the Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent, Lisa McCowan, for your auto, renter's, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And the Athletes of the Week are Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan from track. The two Warrior seniors collected two of the white stars the Warriors earned at the Humboldt-Delnorant League Track Championship meet held Saturday at Fortuna High School. Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan, your Athletes of the Week. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
Eureka's Jackson Ciccone helps the Loggers battle their way back into this contest just when it looked like Delmar was going to put it away. The junior came up with 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points in the third quarter. And it's a 10-point margin. Delnorant leading Eureka 37-27 as we go into the fourth quarter. John Pritchett with you here in Tunin Gymnasium at Del Norte High School. Humboldt Del Norte League action here in the spring of the 21 season. Warriors trying to get to 5-1. Loggers battling their way, trying to get to 2-3 on the year. Loggers will start the fourth quarter with the ball. High post, that's Vance. He'll kick it out. Three-pointer, no good, and rebounded by Zepeda. The junior throws it away right into the hands of Jaconi. He goes to the hoop, he scores, and he's fouled. A rare mental mistake by Edwin Zepeda. And he makes his gets his first foul. Here's Noni Scott back in. Zepeda will come out. And he knows he made a mistake. But here's Jaconi with a chance to get it down to 7. Shot is up. No good. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Del Norte's ball. Full court pressure by the Loggers. 37-29 our score. Gets to Johnson and back to Price. Price will split it, loses it, gets it back, and timeout will be called by Coach Slayton. And a wise timeout that is, as Del Norte suddenly having issues with the Eureka press. 37-29 our score, 7:35 to go. Warrior Athletics brought to you, of course, by Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care, and, of course, Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, Del Norte's JVs won 38-27 as Nani Scott scored 15. Del Norte improved to 6-0 this year. In Del Norte junior varsity girls action last night, Warriors beat Eureka, and Coach Clifton, he can't hear me. He had the score, but girls won in JV action last night. Of course, last night, Del Norte's boys knocked off St. Bernard, and Del Norte's girls beat Eureka. Foul is called on Eureka, as that was on Millander. And Del Norte in the bonus will be shooting 1-1 the rest of the way. Judson Pinkham will go to the line. He's got 11 tonight, had 21 last night. He's a 75% free throw shooter. One of three seniors honored, along with Caleb Price and Petey Swan. Puts it up, bounces away, but Price tracks it down, gets it back to Pinkham. Holds the ball high over his head, and he'll dribble once and then give it to Robeson to get things set up again. Now to Price outside, directly in front of the Warrior bench. He'll go baseline, kicks it back to Pinkham. He'll drive, stop, pivot, finds Price, three-pointer, no. And rebounded by the Loggers. Del Norte leading 37-29, 7:07 to go in regulation. Larry Jimenez with the ball, far outside, swings it over to Millander, back to Jimenez. Dodson guarding him, bombs it over to Millander, back to Jimenez. A lot of passing, but nobody's moving to the basket. Now into the corner, that's Chalmers. Feeds it, shot goes up, and he finds a cutting Evan Hodgesberg, his sixth point of the night, and it's back to a six-point lead. Del Norte's having a little trouble with this press. They are able to break it this time. Dodson runs in to Nani Scott, but still gets the shot off, and it goes in. Dodson has 4. That could be a big one. 39-31. Ball is stolen by Scott, but they say he committed a foul in the process. Nani, that's his first. Coming back in will be Zepeda and Swan, and Dodson and Scott will come out. So it's Robeson, Zepeda, Swan, Pinkham, and Caleb Price in the game. 39-31 our score, 6:17 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors in front. Loggers hanging tough. Ball far outside, that's Millander with it, gives it up. Now they get it to the high post, kicks it back to Millander. His three-pointer, no. And Swan cannot handle it, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Loggers. 8-point lead, exactly 6 minutes to go. tries, finds Pinkham. Pinkham finds Zepeda. He'll dribble, gets in the paint, puts up the 12-footer, and scores. Zepeda has 10. He's averaging 12.5, and Dillard's lead is now 10. With the ball is Larry Jimenez. Lobs it over far side to Chalmers. They'll work it around the horn. Back to Jimenez. Back to Chalmers. To the high post to Hodges. Ball is stolen by Zepeda. He'll try to go coast to coast, but no, they say he was fouled on the ground prior to the shot, so he'll shoot 1-1. Larry Jimenez gets foul number 3. That's the 19th foul. So the next foul against Eureka will be double bonus for Del Norte. Warriors have 6, so the next foul on Del Norte will put the Loggers in to the bonus. Zepeda at the line to shoot 1-1. Short, but Price manages to come up with a rebound. Just outworked the Logger to keep it. Pinkham, 3-pointer on the way. Good! Judson Pinkham from the top of the key stretches the lead out to 44-31. His 18th three-pointer of the season. He had 7 last night in the victory over St. Bernard. Into the corner. That's Ciccone. His 3. Misses. Who's going to come up with it? It's Wyatt Robeson. Dribbling down the left side of the court with his left hand. And a timeout is called by Del Norte. As Coach Slayton wants to make sure he knows, his team knows exactly what he wants them to do. With just under 5 minutes to go in regulation. And the Warriors leading 44-31. As we mentioned earlier, Del Norte's JVs won tonight, 38-27. Nani Scott had 15. Del Norte boys will be off until Tuesday when they travel to McKinleyville, take on Sonny Tripp and his Panthers. Then they'll wrap up the season on Thursday in Fortuna against the first place Huskies. Both those games will be on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. In girls action, both Del Norte teams, by the way, are 4-1. Girls action, both the games next week will be here in Tunium Gymnasium, but no general admission, just parents only. It will be McKinleyville on Monday, and it will be Fortuna on Wednesday. That'll be senior night, where we'll honor the senior cheerleaders and the lone senior on this year's Warrior team. Jaden Sclifton, who announced at halftime on the Haenchy Hamlet halftime report, she will be taking her considerable talents to Humboldt State University and playing basketball for the Lady Lumberjacks. Del Norte inbound. Pinkham lobs it out to Robeson, and he lobs it into Zepeda. Fresh shot clock. Zepeda tries to do a spin move and forgot to take the ball with him. So Jackson Ciccone has the ball. He'll give it over to Kylo Jimenez. Inside, shot goes up, no good. Ball's tipped around. Swan eventually comes up with it. And he's trying to get it out. Finally finds Pinkham, who throws it to Robeson. 4-on-1 fast break. Gives it to Zepeda, and he misses. Gets his own rebound. Dribbles, has it poked away, and will go the other way. Far side, that's Millender. He finds the hoop, puts it up, does not go. Rebounded by Swan. Gives it over to Price. Both teams getting good looks. Can't get anything to drop all of a sudden. 44-31 our score. 4:08 to go in regulation. Del Norte in front by 13. Pinkham drives, stops, puts it up off the glass. Foul's going to be called, and he'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Hodges picks up foul number 4. And Pinkham goes to the line to shoot 2. He's 0-for-2 at the line tonight. Came into this game shooting 75%. That one's good. Del Norte's lead now 14 with exactly 4 minutes to go. Here's the senior second shot. It's up. It's good. Coach Slayton calls the defense. Loggers with the ball. That's Ciccone. He'll drive, and he gets bumped hard by Swan on his way to the basket. And that is his 3rd. And that, he'll shoot 2, but it also puts Eureka in the bonus. changes for the Loggers as they need to, A, make their free throws, B, make some threes, and three, create some turnovers. First free throw is no good. Jimenez will go to the line for the second shot. Wearing unmatching shoes. Interesting. Misses the second one, but rebounded by the Loggers. Ball gets loose, kicked out. Jimenez gets it at the top of the key, launches the three, and scores. Timeout will be called by Coach Robbie Thompson with 3:44 to go. And Delmar holding on to a 46-34 lead that doesn't feel as secure as the score might indicate, as every time Delmar seems to be ready to push the cushion and put this game away, the Loggers find an answer, specifically in the form of Jackson Jaconi, who was held scoreless in the first half, but came through with 11 in the third quarter and has 5 this quarter. Unfortunately for Logger fans, he's 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Let's take a look at the foul situation for Del Norte. Swan has 3. Pinkham has 3. And that's really it in terms of foul trouble for Del Norte. For the Loggers, Hodges has 4. And Larry Jimenez has 3. Del Norte is in the double bonus. Eureka is in the regular bonus. Del Norte will have possession following the made basket by the Loggers. Price will inbound. Gets it to Pinkham, who finds a streaking Robeson, and he gets it across the timeline easily. Nicely designed play by Coach Slayton. Pinkham with the ball right now in front of the Warrior bench. Looking, gets it inside to Swan at the free throw line. He'll try to drive. He'll put up the shot. No shot. But there is a foul against Eureka. That'll be Chalmers, his third. And Swan gets his opportunity at the free throw line. He's 0-for-2 tonight. And he came in 1-for-3. Shot is up. Shot is good. 47-34. Delnor in front with 3:29 to go on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Del Norte trying to get up to 5-1. Swan makes them both. Loggers with the ball. Kicks it out far side, almost stolen by Pinkham. Instead, it will be Jimenez. He'll take the three, nail it. And every time Del Norte seems to have this game in hand, the Loggers find an answer. Fast break by the Warriors, and Swan goes up strong, gets fouled for his efforts, and will go back to the line. Vance gets the foul. Swan, 2 shots. He's 3-for-3 right now. Actually, he's 4-for-4. Del Norte trying to make it 3 in a row, following wins over St. Bernard's and Southport. Swan's got it dialed in, folks. He makes another one. And it's a 50-37 lead with 3 minutes exactly to go. And the Loggers throw the ball away into the backcourt. A turnover for Eureka at a most inopportune time. And Del Norte will try to put the nail in the proverbial coffin with this possession. Time running out, though, and a 5-second count against Del Norte. So the two teams exchanged turnovers as Pinkham just could not find anybody uncovered. Nice defense by the Loggers. Jaconi will inbound. Gives it over to Larry Jimenez. Loggers have to get going in a hurry. They're down 13 with less than 3 to go. Shot goes up with the left hand. Rebounded by the Loggers. Price with the block. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Delmore ball. Nice effort by Petey Swan. That was a hustle play on his part, and it results in a Warrior possession. Delmore gets the ball in. Price with it. Dribbling with his left hand. Picks up his dribble. Now he's stuck. Fires it and finds the Theta. And then the Warriors tried the fast break, and Dinkum's pass got intercepted. Eureka with the ball. 2.5 to go. Three-pointer on the way. High arching shot that may bring down rain. Misses everything. Rebounded by the Loggers. Caught just enough of the rim. They reset the shot clock. Floater goes up. No good. Price with a rebound. Price double team. He breaks through. Finds Dinkum, and he will lay it up and in. Dinkum enjoying fruit season. Did a little cherry picking. Loggers come back with a three-pointer. Dodson with it. Two-on-two fast break. Dodson puts it up. Misses, but rebounded by Swan, who puts it up. He puts it in. He is fouled, and he will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Petey Swan on senior night is making it a night to remember. He's got 9. Now he still has 9 as he misses the free throw. 1:40 to go, 54-37. Delmore on its way to a 5-1 record, as it looks like it will be able to vanquish a stubborn Eureka Logger team. Shot goes up, missed. Dinkum with a rebound. He's double-teamed, and a foul will be called against the Loggers. Hodges gets the foul, and that should be his 5th. He'll be done. Coming into the game for Del Norte will be Isaiah Sherman, the 5'8 junior, averaging a point a game. Coming in for the Loggers is big Jamin Gilbert. And in fact, Coach Robbie Thompson will empty his bench. Cepeda comes out, and Sherman comes in. Dinkum goes to the free throw line. And he makes it. Got another one coming as Caleb Price comes out and replaced by brother Connor. That one's no good. Less than 90 seconds to go. It's 55-37. Loggers with the ball as Urban's in the game. Now to Gilbert. He'll spin. Big guy puts it up. Misses the shot, but he's fouled, and he'll get 2 shots for his effort and gets a round of applause from the Eureka faithful. Foul's going to be on Sherman, so he gets his name in the book. Coming in with the next dead ball will be Cooper Maxwell. Gilbert swishes the free throw. And Petey Swan comes out to an ovation from the Warrior fans. He gets a big hug from Coach Slayton. Gets a big hug from assistant coach Gabe Lopez. Gets a big hug from his fellow senior, Caleb Price. Here comes Nani Scott into the game as well. And Judson Pinkham will come out. His final Warrior home game. Gets hugs from Slayton, from Petey Swan. Full court pressure still by the Loggers, and they'll have to do it again. And in fact, it will be Eureka ball. That's right. Loggers with it. Drive, and a foul will be called, and we'll have some free throws to shoot with 1:07 remaining. Scott gets his second. And going to the line is, I believe, Bryce Hernandez. Yes. Puts it up, puts it in. Hernandez is in the book. 55-40, back to that 15-point lead. The same score that we had at halftime. And referee Buzz McCullough is removing a fan from the stands. Buzz doesn't take anything. I've worked with him wearing the stripes. And you bring your A game if you're his partner. Shot goes up, and he does not listen to anything. He doesn't take it. Free throw is missed. Warriors hit the ball. Full court pressure. Less than a minute to go. And 10-second count. And that was a very quick 10 seconds. Not that it matters. 55-40. 56 seconds to go. So the Warriors still in the hunt for the unofficial Humboldt-Delmont League title as Larry Jimenez gets a basket. But they'll need some help. Somebody has to beat Arcata. Delmont lost to Arcata. Ball stolen. Shot goes up. And we'll have a foul with 37 seconds left to send Eureka to the line. Maxwell gets the foul. Coming back in is Robeson, along with Zepeda. Free throw is no good. That is Ethan Pesch, who's in the game. Both teams in the double bonus. Here's the second one. That one's good. And it's 55-42. Full court pressure. Robeson gets it over to Maxwell, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line. Maxwell, for the first time this year, will get to shoot free throws. Five-eight sophomore. One of four sophomores on the varsity lineup. Misses the first one. Maxwell, starting quarterback this year for Delmar's football team. He'll dribble twice. He'll put it up. And just a little bit too strong. And it's tipped out of bounds. Warriors will get the ball. 55-42. Delmar in front. Loggers were able to cut the lead down to as few as six, but just could not get any closer. Lob into Zepeda, and he misses. Rebounded briefly by Connor Price, and there's a tie-up. Delmar will get the ball on the alternating possession roll. This is one of those times where 1 minute takes about 15 to get through. Into Maxwell. Maxwell, way outside, gives it to Robeson. Now back to Maxwell. And the Warriors now will just run out the clock, and the Loggers will let them. Delmar improves to 5-1 on the season as the three seniors will go out winners on their final game at Tunin Gymnasium. Our final score, Delmar 55, Eureka 42. We'll be back with the Warrior postgame show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delmar Sports.
It's time now for the Delmar Warrior postgame show. We'll have all the stats and information to tonight's game coming up next.
It's the doctors who listen with more than a stethoscope. It's the staff committed to helping you stay healthy and fit. At Sutter Coast Hospital, we offer primary care for you and your family when you need us, where you need us. Our network of highly skilled doctors and nurse practitioners take care of you and your family through every stage of life, from regular checkups and routine exams to diagnosing and treating serious health problems. Whether you're sick or just want some good health advice, our primary care clinicians are here for you. Our services include internal medicine, pediatrics, gynecological and obstetrics, plus geriatrics and services for seniors. We even have a walk-in clinic open 7 days a week for common problems like cuts, coughs, sprains, or sports injuries. Sutter Coast Hospital offers primary care in Crescent City and Brookings, Oregon. Visit SutterHealth.org/coast to learn more. That's SutterHealth.org/coast. Sutter Health. It's a thousand things, big and small.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Postgame Show right here.
Warriors improved to 5-1 with a hard-fought 55-42 win over Eureka here on senior night, the last home game for the three seniors for Del Norte, Caleb Price, Petey Swan, and Judson Pinkham. Warriors jumped to the lead early and held a 15-point cushion at halftime, 25-10. Loggers came fighting back behind the sharp shooting of Jackson Jaconi, who had 16 points all in the second half. Lead got down to 6 a couple three times, but in the end, Del Norte was able to make free throws, something that had been a problem this year, and eventually claim the victory. Let's look at the stats for Eureka. Jaconi ended up with 16. He was the lone logger in double figures. With 6 was Evan Hodges. Larry Jimenez had 5. Hans Chalmers had 4. With 3 each was Donovan Millander and Caden Vance. Ethan Tesh, Jamie Gilbert, and Bryce Hernandez all had 1 each. Del Norte was led by Jason Pinkham. He had 19. Caleb Price added 13 more. Also in double figures was Edwin Zepeda. Petey Swan had 9. Caleb Dodson had 2. Nooney Scott had a point, playing but not scoring. Connor Price, Cooper Maxwell, and Isaiah Sherman. Del Norte's next game, the boys, will play on Tuesday at McKinleyville and then conclude the season on Thursday in Fortuna. Del Norte's girls will be back in action Monday right here in Tunin Gymnasium as McKinleyville will come here, and then they'll wrap up their season Wednesday here as well against Fortuna. So a good win for Del Norte against a team that is improving. But nevertheless, the Loggers now fall to 1-4. As mentioned, Del Norte now 5-1 and still hopeful of an unofficial Humboldt-Del Norte League title here in 2021. Well, that should wrap things up here in TuneIn Gymnasium on senior night. For JD, our engineer, without Peter back at the studio, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate everything you do. For General Manager Larry Tempe, for Mike O'Brien, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bi-Coastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on the air Monday as McKinleyville comes to Crescent City for girls basketball action with the Warriors, live on KCOD and DelNorteSports.com. Our final score once again, the Warriors 55, Eureka 42. We will talk to you on Monday night next week as girls basketball action continues along with the boys on Tuesday. Good night, everybody. Drive safely and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Sutter Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Delnord Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, Ingle Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Delnord Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.